Questions?
What do you do to improve field position?
Are you talking about the field position yesterday in the ball game with the penalties?
After the punts and kickoffs, you had some penalties, obviously.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about the penalties. We were penalized 7 times in the game. In my opinion, we should have been penalized twice. So I was upset after the ball game, but looking at the tape, those are incorrect calls. So, with that being said, I mean, we've got balls on the 16 instead of the 8 or 10 instead of the 5 because the kicks are good. So, the penalties weren't necessarily the big issue. It was the kicks. It was the placement of the kicks and the coverage units. So, that's just kind of how the flow of the game goes. But the penalties, there was 7, and in my opinion, 5 of them were incorrect calls. That would include the first defensive offsides. That was a false start. It was not a defensive offsides. It's like false start 101. And you got a 3rd and 12, and we're called for offsides. So we now have a 3rd and 7. They convert. If it's called correctly, you have a 3rd and 17. 3rd and 17 is hard to convert. We most likely have a 3 and out and get the ball back. Instead, they go down and score on the first drive. So, looking at the tape, it's different than, it would appear, we felt last night. So I felt, I thought I was disappointed in the special teams performance, but look at the tape. No, they got better than they did last week, and they were pretty good last week because those penalties should not be called. So, it's just kind of how the game went, and there were some other instances where there should have been some things called against our opponent that were not called that could have created some situations for us on sportsmanlike, or the intentional grounding was missed. There were a couple other things that were missed, but we had chances. We need to make plays. By no means am I, placing blame. I have great respect for the officiating department and officials, and work very close with them. And we move on. We had chances in that ball game. We had chances to get off the field, chance to make plays, didn't make it. So
most of those special teams penalties weren't penalties, I guess.
In my opinion, yes, they should not have been called.
Press box, we said, oh, that's a false start. How did they miss a play?
It's the human element in the game. There are calls that are going to be missed every week. That's part of it. Our department's doing the best job they can. They're under great leadership in Dean, and I think we're clearly going the right direction with the department. But, there's a mistake every once in a while. I talked to him this morning, showed it to him, I didn't. That's why on the sideline you have to be careful unless you see it, unless I see the act. For example, a couple weeks ago, we had a taunting, or we had a late hit where you actually see it. If you don't see it, then it's hard to, you just have to roll the punches and move on, and then wait till you see the tape. Well, again, it remains to be seen. We think that it's significant. Now, granted, we got to get a 3rd and 17 stop, but you get a 3rd and 17 stop, and you give up a 10-yard pass, and you get off the field and get the ball back. You also are talking about field position and a young punt returner that's not backed up, whose heels aren't on the 8-yard line, who's got a chance to, put his hands on the ball. So, you can look at every single play in the game and say, what if? But, the bottom line is that, we fell behind. We've had 2 interceptions in 2 weeks for return for touchdowns. And regardless of the situation, the circumstance, certainly can't blame it on the quarterback, but it happened. And, it's hard to win games when you give up, defensive scores.
Which were the 2 that were correct?
I'm sorry?
Which were the 2?
I would agree with Scott's holding, and then we had a legal motion, a false start, which, you talk about a young team in a loud environment and have no line of scrimmage infractions, with the exception of the motion. I was pleased with that, in addition to 55 pass attempts, and you know, when your gross passing yards is the same as your net passing yards, you're doing a good job protecting your quarterback. So,
Jeff, you were so good with the no-huddle yesterday, and at times your conversion of it last year was successful. Have you thought of doing it more often?
No, we did it. You know, we did it because we got behind. I mean, we have done it, and, you know, obviously early in the ball game, but, you know, you do it early in the ball game against a guy like Matt Ryan and go three and out, you got problems. You're putting it back on the field all the time. You know, I mean, you look at Sam's 300 plus yards passing games over his career, they've won two, you know. So we've got, you know, we have the ability to do it, and there's a time to do it, time not to do it. Time to, you know, if you put a long drive together and you got the defense tired and you go back on the field, you want to continue to fatigue the defense to it. But we had plenty of time. All we had to do was get a defensive stop, and we had plenty of time to tie the ball game up.
That's the biggest danger then if you go through three and out.
There's a difference between a no huddle and a hurry up. Okay, typically your hurry up is, you know, the end of the half or the end of the game where you're in a hurry to try to. It's a 2-minute offense. The no huddle is a little bit different, as we perceive it too. We went strictly to the hurry up yesterday because we knew we weren't going to have the possessions, you know, in normal offense administration, we wouldn't have the number of possessions to catch up. The hurry up, teams are going to no huddle, get on the ball, and snap the ball like Matt did with 5 seconds left to go on a play clock. And the hurry up, you're snapping it with, you know, 15, 20 seconds. We'll have more information on Wednesday. So right now, he's day to day. Matt's going to require season ending surgery at some point this week. Difficult for Matt, you know, having worked so hard to come off the ACL and to have this thing happen. It's difficult for him, but he'll bounce back. He's a tough young man.
How do you think the pass coverage was yesterday?
It can be better. We had breakdowns, which we talked about yesterday, so we can be better on third down. Got our hands on some balls, and there were some positives there. Well, you know, I thought Alec did a nice job on a very, very talented tight end. Made a play on, broke a pass up, you know, second play of the game against Jack on a crossing route. And so we did some good things, but we got to get better.
Are you getting enough out of your running game?
Yeah, I think our running game, I mean, we haven't had, you know, we didn't have a chance to do much of it because we got behind. So, but I think the running game needs to get better, but as it was the first couple weeks, yeah.
What can you say about Austin Pettis's day? Did he show you something there? Or?
Well, he does those things on the practice field. It's just, you know, like we talked about last week, Cookie has a big day, so all of a sudden attention goes to him, so other people have to step up. And so as Austin and Chris, I mean, they got their opportunities.
What you see on film, anything different than what you said about Cook yesterday?
No. Thank you.